tens of thousands of civilians. They are in the war zone areas, especially in town like Madani and small town North Madani called Hasahisa and other villages around Madani. Those people, they under the exchange of fires and the rapid support of fires, they took control of most of the Jazeera states. They are raid the houses, they loot the properties, looted their cars, and the journalists, many journalists, we report that many journalists have been stopped and questioned by rapid support members, and we are really worried about their safety because they have been scattered in many villages in South Jazeera and East Jazeera and Central Jazeera. And there is no vehicles to take them to any place they want. We ask the international community and the international organization to put their pressure on rapid support to open safety corridors for the civilians, especially for the journalists, to leave the war zone areas to the safety areas.
Do we know if journalists are being deliberately targeted because of their job, because of what they do?
We have reports. Many journalists have been stopped by rapid support forces, and they are members, and there have been questions, and they have stopped for... till now, we didn't have any report of real attack, but have been in questions, and they have been stopped. And they have been asked why they are in these areas and from where they came for this one, because questions, we are really concerned about their safety.
Tens of thousands of people fled Khartoum and they ended up in Al Jazeera. They sought refuge there, including many journalists who decided to stay in Sudan, including yourself when you left Khartoum. But now it seems like Al Jazeera is a war zone, with the RSF expanding, now about to enter Sinnar. Are you being displaced again? Are journalists and civilians being displaced again?
Tens of thousands of civilians and tens of journalists have been displaced again from Madani to other areas. Some of them reached Sinnar. Some of them have been, as I said before, have been scattered in the villages around Madani. I have been displaced again. And the problem is that when we displace, there is no safety corridors to leave the war zone areas. We are being stuck in the war zone areas, and there is no vehicles. The oil stations have been closed completely. If you want to leave the area, you have to walk for 10 kilometers, and it's not safety because you can been stopped, you can be looted, you can be, and even you can come under the exchange of fires.
Thank you very much, Abu Idris, for speaking with me, and please be safe and good luck.
Thank you, thanks.